Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. Welcome, everybody. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, health and wellness, fitness we'll throw in. Sports Doctor's a dedicated guy. We're doing the show live today on my birthday, so I'm looking forward to a great show. You know, let's hear it for all the 40-year-old football players out there. Tom Brady, he's a sports medicine phenomenon besides a football one. Just an amazing story and how he's held up so well. We've got the Winter Olympics starting soon. So much going on. Got a great doubleheader today. I've got a couple of returning guests. We're going to start off with Dr. Sean McMillan, orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist in New Jersey. He's with Lord's Medical Group. And then a little bit later, Marianne Ryan. Marianne's a physical therapist. She's done a TED Talk speaker. She's the author of Baby Bod for pre- and post-pregnancy women. Then it's the Sports Doctor's In, answering some emails. But Dr. Sean McMillan, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Bob, thanks for having me back.
Great. I thought let's jump right in with my who, what section. Let's talk about who you are, what you do. Bring us up to date.
Absolutely. So I'm an orthopedic sports medicine specialist in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I specialize in shoulders, knees, and hip arthroscopy.
Now, you're with the medical group. Is I'm pronouncing it right, Lord's?
That's correct. The Lord's Medical Associates.
Okay, the Medical Associates, which is a big group. Dr. McMillan's been on before. I call him Dr. Sean. He calls me Dr. Bob. There's so much always going on in the world of sports medicine, again, your background as a sports medicine specialist and some of the different things, we talk all the time about the epidemic of youth sports injuries. There's always something going on. I'm always telling you, don't forget to add orthotics, Dr. Sean.
Always. Always. Ground
up. You're
looking
at those knees, man, I'm telling you. But tell us a little bit about your sports medicine practice.
Yeah, so we take care of a lot of young athletes, high school, college athletes, and the weekend warriors. And we're our primary goal is not so much the OR, but we're trying to get you back to your life as quick as we can. And if we need to, we'll fix you in the OR.
I think it's interesting how orthopedic medicine has come, in my opinion, a long way, baby, when we would see that surgery was the first choice almost always. This is what really it was. Now this whole encapsulation of conservative management, surgery if needed, part of a whole group of specialists many times that are interested in the two things, right, Dr. Sean, that everybody cares about, whether you're a parent, a coach, or an athlete. And the two things are, one, how do I prevent injury? And then number two, can you make me two steps quicker?
Absolutely.
I was mentioning at the start of the show, Tom Brady, the Super Bowl's coming up. And again, a 40-year-old quarterback at the top of his game, like physically and mentally, the guy is unique.
Yep. So just reading an article on the other day about it, again, his healthy lifestyle and, the avocados and, the avoidance of sugars. It's really a testament to, sports technology and science technology, and integrating into someone who's just superior genetically as well.
Yes. A little bit of luck, it can never hurt you either.
Absolutely.
In so many respects. This is one of the things that has excited me for a long time. We have a big deal out of it on the sports doctor, whether it's adding the nutrition in, whether it's the big mental game, whether it's all aspects. Again, you talked about these kids, and there's an epidemic in youth sports injuries, many of them overuse injuries, many of them repetitive motion injuries. And we would all love as sports medicine doctors to have these young kids play multiple sports. But one of the chapters in my upcoming book, Dr. Sean, which is called Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And one of my chapters is called The Prodigy Sports, where you have, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. All they're doing is the one sport. Tell us about some of the attention that you pay when it comes to working with a lot of kids.
Yeah, so when we see a kid, especially someone who hit the nail on the head, someone with a repetitive motion sort of injury, the first thing I ask them is, you know, what's your sport? And then how much do you play? And then I want to know, you really, you know, is this something in my mind that I think is beyond what's healthy? And then we try to educate, you know, both the athlete and the parent that, look, you know, playing too much of a sport's not always great for you, and you got to sort of branch the muscles out.
It's one of the challenges, one of the big challenges. That's why I always ask colleagues of mine like yourself, I always ask you, how's your sports psychology skill? When you're dealing with coaches, parents, and young athletes, that's always, hey, doctor, can you get me better yesterday?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not even the athletes sometimes. It's the coaches and the parents sometimes more than the athletes that are pushing.
Well, this is why, again, I know you take part in a real side of education where, again, you've been a guest on my show, gosh, 3-4 times. Aren't you doing a segment on another show? Or what's it called, Football Stories?
Football Stories, yep. Local Philadelphia sports we do every week at 5:30.
I would think, plus my old another orthopedic surgeon I have on a lot, Dr. Nick DiNobili in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
I would think the Philadelphia sports football station is a hot topic with the Eagles getting into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is like Nirvana right now in Philadelphia. So.
It is. You know, it's an amazing story. Again, when you're dealing with all of these aspects, here you have a backup quarterback, all the tremendous pressure, he's got a lot of experience, and all of these mental challenges. I wanted to know, what's the website people could find out more about you and what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's pretty straightforward. It's www.drseanmcmillan.com.
Okay. I see, you know, again, you are also on Twitter. I can't tell everybody how many guests I get from Twitter and experts. We're like 34,000 followers. It's a crazy world. But we do produce great sports medicine, health and wellness information 3-4 times a day besides who's coming on the show and the guests and some of the different topics at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. What's your Twitter?
Yep, at Sports Dr. Sean, and Dr. spelled D-R, so at Sports Dr. Sean.
Okay. The idea, again, of helping to educate, you know, today I bring up a lot, Dr. Sean. You know, a few months ago, the front cover of Time magazine was a young little leaguer, and the headline was the $15 billion youth sports industry. And the huge pressures, the financial pressures, the mental pressures. Another chapter in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is called Youth Sports and Drugs, where we start dealing with, you know, pain medication, over-the-counter pain medication, to stay in the game. Do you find that a big challenge?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, you'd be surprised. You have a lot more young athletes, 10, 11, 12-year-olds coming in. And their parents are saying, I'm giving them a Motrin or an ibuprofen, you know, every week before the game, just prophylactically. And that's not
right. Normal.
We didn't grow up that way.
No. And not only that, but they might be giving them one a day in order to stay in practice. Or, hey, don't you understand, doctor? Got tournaments coming up. The kid's competing this week. You know, it's interesting. The youth athlete, everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Talking to you on my birthday, man. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows. You can go back 10 years or longer and see some of the topics and guests we've had. You can listen to whatever you'd like. Zip over to newspaper articles and magazine articles. And you can read about everything from specializing in one sport, what's the best shoe, women in high heels. I can't tell you how many articles we have also involving even the world of all sorts of challenges in the world of sports and drugs. Talking with Dr. Sean McMillan, Lord's Medical Associates, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I have relatives in outside of Freehold, Monroe Township, New Jersey. Great state.
We love it, Bob. We love it here in Jersey.
Yeah, you guys, they're really paying attention. You know, you mentioned the Weekend Warriors. It's interesting. You know, people want to be active today, Dr. Sean. They want to be able to do well. The science and the technology in orthopedic surgery has advanced dramatically. You're at the forefront of one of these new techniques called MyEye. Could you, you know, can you tell us about that?
Yes, the MyEye is a great little thing. It's basically a small needle that we use by numbing up the skin. And I can look inside your shoulder, your knee, your hip, and right there in the office instead of getting the MRI. And I can give you a real-time answer right on the spot. So it's very effective and very friendly for our patients because, look, our patients are busy. They don't have time to run around a lot, and this really gives them the opportunity to get back.
Plus, you can move the part around when you're dealing with
dynamic.
Something like that. You know,
absolutely,
like diagnostic ultrasound, right?
Absolutely.
And how long has that been around?
So it's been around on and off for probably about a half a decade, but they've really perfected in the last 3 or 4 years, and now it's something that patients call up and ask for and want.
You know, it's interesting. One of the most problematic concerns and challenges in youth sports is the ACL injuries in these young girls, and we see tremendous advances, not only surgically, but prevention problems. I've told my orthopedic friends that in 40 years, I can't remember the last kid wearing orthotics that had a functional ACL tear, unless they got tackled or they fell or whatever, because of the biomechanics of the young female. But talk about the challenges and some of the things that you pay big attention to. Is it still, Dr. Sean, 5 or 6 to 1 in the adolescent population, girls to boys with knee ACL tears?
Yeah. It is. It's very much that ratio. And we spend a lot of time, Bob, doing screenings now. And you hit the nail on the head. We look at people's feet. We never looked at feet before. But we start from the ground up. We look at their feet.
Yes.
If there's, you know, an abnormality, we'll get them in some orthotics.
Pronated feet.
And that's really cut things down.
Yeah, pronated feet, that collapsing arches, which are common as heck, initiate rotation of the whole lower leg. Again, putting torque stress. If I have a 12-year-old doing triple jumps and figure skating, and I do, then they better be lined up and have proper alignment. So the screening is a very, very big deal. There's a lot of new training now. I'm sure you work very closely, you know, with physical therapy, with podiatry, with all the specialties, including chiropractic, when it comes to the overall approach, right?
Absolutely. It's a team approach, and we've seen a reduction in our number of injuries over the last couple of years.
You know, it's interesting. The challenges of the serious athlete, let alone the professional, where don't you understand, doctor, we got to get this guy better in 4 days, or these kinds of challenges. You know, I've had various team physicians. Brian Cole with the Bulls and White Sox was a guest of mine a couple of different times. And the kinds of challenges as we go up the ladder in seriousness, where sometimes there's not as much time, how do you deal with that?
You know, the best way, honestly, Bob, and you know this, is relate to the patient. Take everything out, the variables out, the agents, the families, the coaches, and talk to the athlete and tell them, I have your best interest at heart, and here's what you need to understand. And then it tends to sort of break down some walls and get you on a level where you can treat them better.
Yes, it's such a big point. You know, it sounds simple, but if we write it down, if you're listening, that's a great point, which is the understanding of everything, whether it's a physical screening, whether it's discussing how much activity. And again, the challenge many times like with a young figure skater. And I tell everybody, of course, my real, the Winter Olympics are coming up. I can't believe it's 8 years since Evan Lysacek, who grew up here, won the men's gold medal figure skating Olympic title. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates, but we try to combine it with all sorts of strengthening, especially when there aren't other sports mixed in. Do you find that the specialization thing is getting a little out of hand?
It is, and it's something where we really spend more time trying to educate them that you'll be better off by diversifying than focusing on one sport. But the Tiger Woods stories that we all hear about make the parents, you know, doubt us.
Yes. There's no doubt about it that it's a mixed bag. It's a good question. We talk about that a lot, which is, you know, what's best. And sometimes, again, that young figure, when you're watching the Olympics, you see a young gymnast who's 17, best in the world. You know, she was probably 5 when she started. It sets up a hole. We tell parents all the time, if your son or daughter specializing. And again, tennis, soccer, dance, figure skating, gymnastics, they're all specialty sports. And we tell these moms and dads, get under the supervision of a real good physical therapist who can really show you the best of strengthening programs. And we all know that overkill, it seems to be one of our biggest challenges. Now, the senior population, Dr. Sean, right?
Absolutely.
Where we would see joint replacement, knee replacement, that's become a common scenario as people want to stay active longer, right?
Absolutely. And we've got a lot of things up our sleeves now to sort of ward off the joint replacements. But if we do it, we're getting people out there again playing tennis and golf and enjoying their lives.
I find that amazing. It wasn't that many years ago that something like tennis was absolutely out of the question. Although, remember, Bo Jackson got his hip replaced and he went back running bases. You know?
Yes, sir.
He would probably go, holy cow. So the technology, you know, replacing the big toe joint has always been one of the biggest challenges in sports podiatry. And it just ain't an implant that could match the real joint when it comes to, but it's amazing how far joint replacement, it seems to be at a younger and younger age, one of the kind of dualities. On the one hand, got all of these advances, orthopedic surgery. On the other hand, you know, I see patients that are 45, 50 years old, they've had a knee or hip replaced already. Is that just a lifelong overuse?
Yeah, so it is. It's two things, actually. One is we're very active, much more active than we used to be. But two, we're very much instant gratification society now. So if we can't do what we want, we all say to our doctor, get me back to where I want to be. And if we can't do it without replacing the joint, patients are more apt to say, let's replace it, and I'll deal with it in 25 years if I need to replace it again.
Right. So, of course, conservative management. You know, it's interesting. People go shocked when sometimes they hear the stat, Dr. Sean, that 95% of sports medicine is conservative care, it's non-surgical.
Absolutely, Bob.
There's so many aspects to this. And again, getting back to our instant gratification, overdoing it, this is where we start running into trouble. That's why I have, in some regard, renamed performance-enhancing drugs. I've renamed them, Dr. Sean, performance-surviving drugs because of the kinds of demands post-injury. Time's flown by here with orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist, Dr. Sean McMillan. Dr. Sean, give us the website again. People could check this out.
Absolutely, Bob. So it's www.drseanmcmillan.com.
Okay, again, give me the hashtag again for Twitter.
Yep, @SportsDrSean.
All right. Dr. Sean McMillan, thanks so much, everybody. We're going to be right back. Hold on, Sean. It's the Sports Doctor. AthleteIntelligence.com builds better teams. How?
AthleteIntelligence.com uses wearable sensors to measure impact and performance metrics and translate that data into actionable, coachable moments. Get 3D images of hit impacts in real time. Identify high-risk players. Track speed, distance, movement in space, even long-term history, and so much more. Coaches, for a better, safer team, visit AthleteIntelligence.com or call 425-372-7806. The $21 billion men's grooming market has a new concept, Hammer and Nail. Grooming Shop for Guys now brings hand and foot grooming for men alongside traditional barbering services. They have national opportunities for franchise locations and area representative licenses, backed up by a corporate team with over 30 years of experience building some of the largest health, wellness, and beauty brands. Hammer and Nails can complement your existing medical practice. It's cash-based, and its recurring revenue model ensures consistent cash flow. Visit Hammer and Nails, Hammer A-N-D, Nails Grooming. Call 818-657-7181. Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, we're back. It's the Sports Doc. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome back, everybody. We have another returning guest, Marianne Ryan. Marianne, I met in New York, the National Publicity Summit, gosh, a few years ago. She's been our guest before. She's a physical therapist. She's a specialist in post and prepartum and pregnancy women's health. She's done a TED Talk. Her book is Baby Bod. Marianne, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
You still out there in New York City?
Yep, we're still here in New York City. That's my accent.
All right, you know, I've been in the Midwest 40 years, but I practice my New York accent at least once a week. Let's jump right in with you with my who, what question.
Okay.
Give us some feedback, who you are, what you're doing.
Okay, I'm a physical therapist in Manhattan, and I specialize in treating pregnant and also postpartum women, whether or not if they're new moms or older moms. There's a lot of dysfunctions that occur because of childbirth, and it's a much-needed area of expertise because women are kind of like given the shoulder after giving birth and just told, you know, just go ahead and go. And other countries actually take care of these women and offer physical therapy and other health, benefits or, you know, issues.
Yeah, that's interesting that we're behind when it comes to paying attention. Again, you're talking, proactive attention. The fact that strengthening, getting ready for pregnancy, dealing with pregnancy, post-pregnancy, and the idea of getting fitter and stronger, more physically able, is so sensible. It's amazing that you had to write a book about it.
Yep. I've noticed, though, because I started writing my book, I think, about 7 years ago, and it took 3 years to write. Because it's, I had lots of studies that I had to look up, and there's more interest. Are the women being regularly referred for physical therapy treatment after each and every birth? No. Some doctors do. In other countries like France, since 1987, women go for physical therapy starting at 6 weeks after they give birth, for anywhere from 10 to 20 visits to regain the strength in their pelvic floor and also abdominals.
That is so proactively sensible. We'll have to start on a campaign. I remember you talking about that when you've been on the Sports Doctor previously, again, where we talked about the how routine is it
that a OB-GYN or a pediatrician refers routinely to physical therapy to pay attention to these important factors. And the reality is we've got a long way to go. That's nowhere near routine. That's what you're saying.
Yes, and it's like I don't think all doctors kind of understand how to really truly assess the strength of the pelvic floor, the strength of the abdominals, and that's where, you know, the doctors that I love just say, go see, you know, a physical therapist for pelvic floor rehab because you've given birth, even if it's a C-section, you need the help because everything
Yeah, you know, I work, I work closely with about like three different big groups, Athletico, Physical, ATI, you know, big multi-state physical therapy groups that have a lot of them on the radio. Be interesting. I have to remember to ask them what kind of attention do they see in the medical field as far as paying attention to what you're paying attention to. Once you start carrying a baby around, and a lot of times women today who are getting back into their activities a lot sooner, they want to be able to get back sooner. I would assume that also, like you said, whether it's a new mom or a repetitive, a mom who's had numerous children, this makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's the other things that women need after they birth. It does take a village to help with a newborn. Women in other countries are given, you know, several visits by midwives once they go home and lactation consultants. And here the trend is that they'll see somebody in the hospital for maybe a day, you know, the day or two that they're in the hospital, or the 2 days, and then they go home and they're just left on their own. And, you know, in other countries they have regular visits by medical professionals to make sure everything's okay. And because of that, there's a much lower rate of even postpartum depression besides it, all the other physical issues.
Another big point. We're talking, again, that whole the mental. We talk on the sports doctor. We talk so much about the mental game and the mental side of everything, whether it's fitness and why can't people stick with what they're supposed to be doing, whether it's childhood obesity and the challenges of all of these other aspects. But the whole mental side and the fact that, and we know what a big problem postpartum depression and some of these other things are. And it's just, I think it takes me aback to hear that, you know, we don't routinely do that. Also, you'd think that the young infant probably would benefit from some initial attention with the brand new mom in that regard.
Especially when it comes to feeding them. You know, nursing a baby, everybody thinks should just come naturally, and they need a lot of support. There are terrific professionals called lactation consultants. They have a 2-year degree, you know, serious scientific stuff, and they need a lot of support, and it's kind of sad. So I'm glad to see people are interested. I'm not seeing enough people, you know, going in masses for treatment.
That's part of the campaign. Give us some of the. So, how long is Baby Bod? And by the way, what's the website that you can go find out about the book or your TED Talk?
Mm-hmm. It's spelled Baby M-B-O-D book.com, and they can find the book there, and they can find different programs that I offer because I see people in my office, but we also have a coaching program where we walk people through the book. They can meet with a certified baby bod practitioner,
yeah,
and then we meet them. Yep.
You know, when we come back, Marianne, I want to talk more about that, about some of these those aspects of the book and a little bit about TED Talk. So, everybody,
okay,
we'll be right back. This is Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme's disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners
blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Mares is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and go to radio shows. You can go back years, see some of the different topics, the variable guests all over the world. Listen to whatever you'd like. You can go over newspaper articles, magazine articles, lots of topics, everything from choosing the best shoe to your, should your son or daughter specialize in one sport to one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. Follow us on Twitter. We get a lot of guests on Twitter. We're like 34,000 followers. A lot of great information we publish on Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Mary Ann Ryan, physical therapist from New York. She's the author of Baby Bod, a book that talks about really her specialty, pre- and post-pregnancy, physical therapy for women. And Mary Ann, hey, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
We were talking about the book Baby Bod, giving us some bullets of what you really thought people should be paying attention to in the book.
Well, one is that a lot of women expect, especially with all of the pressure these days on getting back in shape right after having a baby. And so a lot of women expect that, gee, my body should magically snap back together, and it doesn't, and it's unrealistic, and it takes time. And you need help. So either, help from a book like mine. I think every woman should go for physical therapy just to have a physical therapist evaluate your pelvis after birth. And also, I tell women that it's not normal to be in pain. You know, we all, the focus of care goes towards the baby after birth, and you know, the mom doesn't really think about herself that much. And so,
yes,
it's
now
really
we are
two people
in podiatry. Over the years, we've paid big attention. Women's feet could change a size and a half during pregnancy,
yeah.
And often we'll see that their foot mechanics are ignored, and
mm-hmm.
that orthotics and the right shoe could be magic for these gals,
mm-hmm.
Who first of all go through pregnancy with a weight shifting changes dramatically carrying a baby, to the laxity of the tissues, flexibility
mm-hmm.
that's required to with hormonal changes. So we talk a lot about paying attention to gait. And to whether or not this lady is flat-footed, whether she's got high arches, whether, is she bow-legged, does she have leg length imbalances? What was the topic of your TED Talk, by the way?
It was called What Your Mama Never Told You About Childbirth. And, you know, one of my missions is to help women understand that they need help, and there's different changes that occur to the body, and it's not, you know, they may be common, but it's not normal to live with them, and that there is treatment out there.
Can people see the, can they go to your, what's your website again? Is your TED Talk on
the site? It's on the site. It's also on YouTube. It's babybodbook.com. So it's spelled B-A-B-Y-B-O-D, book.com. And it's also
on
YouTube.
That had to be a great experience. TED Talk, I understand, is quite an experience.
It is. It's nerve-wracking.
Did you get to use visual aid?
No, you can't use anything. You have to have everything memorized. And, of course, you know, I'm a big talker, so my talk was 15 minutes, which doesn't sound that hard, but it is. It's a lot to memorize, you know, without even I had a couple of PowerPoints, but slides, but they really don't, you know, encourage that. They really
I've been doing it 35 years, and I'm still winging it,
which is, you know, then you'd be perfect.
Really.
You should do a TED Talk.
And the it's become such a big deal. The lady in early pregnancy, she's 3 months pregnant. When should these gals be paying attention to seeing or getting the feedback of a physical therapist? I would think the sooner the better.
Yep, I believe that, you know, it's a good idea to get pre-checked to prepare for childbirth. And I just finished coaching a woman who actually lived in the Bahamas, and she's going to deliver like in a week or two. And we actually had Skype meetings where I gave her a strengthening program. I also evaluated how, you know, her movement, and saw some dysfunctions, which we help to correct. And actually, she's one of my patients that I suggested that she get better arch support.
Yeah, the Bahamas. You know, mm-hmm. A very exciting piece of equipment that you'll check out, my latest sponsor, it's called the Sand Dune Stepper.
It
is a unique way to simulate. You can go to sanddunestepper.com, and you can see you're simulating exercising, walking, or standing, or balancing in the sand.
Cool.
My longtime physical therapist guru friend, Bob Guida, 40 years ago, used to say to me, Doc, I want to train these athletes' feet like a piano player Van Cliburn's hands. So 40 years later, I called him up. I said, you got to look at the sand dune. Balance has become such a big deal. We were talking with physical therapy a couple of weeks ago about that component, key component in the whole world of pregnancy, right?
Not only pregnancy, you know, balance with aging, you know, that's one reason why people get hurt when they're older. And with our sedentary society, people just, you know, they lose their balance at a much younger age. And it's kind of scary. But
yeah, I think that, again, podiatry is in the middle of all of this mix. Ironically, the same exercises that I've talked about for 40 years that I call instability training, where we're creating imbalance. Imagine everybody standing on a mini tram or a tilt board or the Bosu. The sand dunes, mm-hmm. more unique because you could use your toes and your barefoot or in a sock. But create instability and have mm-hmm. the body enhance and work balance. And it's as valuable for a 7-year-old as it is for an 87-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Balanced exercise. I'm sure you incorporate a lot of that.
Yes. I just had somebody who just had his ACL replaced that I just treated, and we started on our balance training today.
So the idea, again, of the young girl or the older gal who's had numerous pregnancies, the idea that, again, you shouldn't be in discomfort. You have to pay attention to having enough time in order to be able to not jump right back into activities. I remember mm-hmm. that, you know, with women who have had a few different children, they think, hey, I'm a pro. You know,
I get
right back to activity. I'm getting right back to running and doing aerobics, and all of a sudden their bodies are killing them because it's too soon, too much.
Too much, too soon, exactly. And it may not even just be running. It's just taking care of more than one child. I mean, even just one child's enough. But, you know, if you have more kids at home, you know, more than one kid, it's a lot more demanding to take care of them. And moms tend to forget their own needs, and they focus on the needs of the baby. So, you know, there has to be a happy medium. And that's why I was saying that there should be more offered for these women. There should be more medical help, I think, offered for them. As soon as they go home, they should have people visiting them who are lactation consultants, midwives. You know, there's something called a doula. I don't know if you know what those people are. They're assistants either during birth or after. So it's just, you know, women need more help.
Yeah, it's a great subject that everybody can tune into. We're all part of a family. We all know what's involved, and the fact that maybe we're not paying enough attention to the physicality side of all aspects, let alone the mothering side of things, that physical therapy's got a big role. I want to thank Mary Ann Ryan coming back on The Sports Doctor. Again, she's a TED Talk speaker, author of the book Baby Bod, babybodbook.com. Find out all sorts of information. Hold on a quickie second, Mary Ann. Thanks so much.
Take care. Thank you for having me.
Right back, everybody, with The Sports Doctor's In segment. Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob, you know on The Sports Doctor how much I pay attention to working those feet and ankles. You know, you're never too old to play in the sand, especially with the Sand Dune Power Stepper. You can improve balance, stamina, strength, and stability while working everything from your toes to your thighs. It's fun and easy. This amazing high-tech, multi-purpose foam device is used by everybody, from superstars to grandmas, to prevent and overcome foot and ankle injuries, increase balance. Professional athletes can improve performance. Great example is legendary strongman Donnie Thompson, who's really having some fun with the Sand Dune. Go to sanddunestepper.com or visit Instagram. Lots of great stuff at Sand Dune Stepper. You can also call 714-995-4500. Hey, sports people, listen up. Groundbreaking Vector Mouthguard has ESP technology and impact intelligence. That's right. Vector Mouthguard is a smart mouthguard. It gathers and transmits impact data, and it's infect on the brain in real time, straight to your coach's smartphone or computer. The Vector Mouthguard not only combines the optimum positioning of a mouthguard, but it means safer games, enabling you to play better and play smarter. Visit VectorMouthGuard.com or call 425-372-7811. That's 425-372-7811. Smart Mouthguard. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment where we answer some emails. We start off by mentioning some upcoming guests, and we've got some great ones coming up next week. David Johnson, celebrity personal trainer, creator of the Dumbbell Club out in the California world, is coming on. And then our returning guest, Kirk Mango. Kirk is a former NCAA gymnastics champion, teacher, PE teacher for many years, author of this great book, Becoming a True Champion. The beginning of February, we've got Dr. Chris Gutierrez, Active Kids MD, again on the West Coast, Dr. Chris has recently joined the sports medicine team on the U.S. Figure Skating Association. And then massage therapist locally here, Mike McAleese will be joining me. Shomar, reflexology and massage school. So we're looking forward to some great shows coming up. On the email group here, Kathy says, my 14-year-old daughter has run cross-country the past 3 or 4 years. She's been troubled with shin pain on and off, never seems to go away. What are your thoughts? You know, Kathy, constant rather or persistent shin trouble, and shin splints is not a medical diagnosis. Shin splints could be a stress fracture. Shin splints can commonly be tendonitis. Could be a muscle bruise. So you need the diagnosis. But generalized persistent shin splint problems almost always are foot-related, where that pronated or flat-type foot causes excessive torque and stress on the lower leg, straining that particular posterior tibial muscle and resulting in shin pain or discomfort. Classic in runners, where we would sometimes see somebody that they would start slapping the ground because that anterior muscle that pulls the foot up, holds it up, slows down its deceleration to the ground, is overused. So see podiatry. Pay attention to her foot mechanics. The great news is combination of orthotics and strengthening of those areas is highly successful in getting rid of and preventing further shin problems. Steve says, you mentioned instability training. I've heard on some of your past shows. Specifically, what is that? You know, Steve, if you heard the show today, we mentioned it in the world of physical therapy. Instability training, a colleague of mine, Bob Guida, one of the world's great physical sports therapists, met him in the late 70s. Bob has rehabbed some of the greatest athletes in the world over the years. Came to see him, the Jim McMahons from the Bears, the John McEnroes in tennis, et cetera, et cetera. And he always stressed working on balance and creating imbalance. So like I mentioned to the guest before, if you imagine standing on a mini trampoline and balancing, every muscle you have is lighting up if you're standing on tilt boards. You would walk on a uneven balance beam is what Bob Guida would have these athletes do. And if they put sensors on every part of the body, your ankles, your knees, your hips, your back, your core, you create instability, these sensors would all light up because you are calling on the balance systems, the stability systems of the body to stabilize you. And this is one of the greatest exercises for everybody, whether you're talking about an 8, 10, 12-year-old soccer player where you're trying to prevent injury, or a young tennis player, or you're talking about someone who's in their 30s, 40s, 50s, who's a runner, or you're talking about senior citizens, and you're really trying to prevent falls as best you can, then creating instability, balance training is a major, major key. I mentioned to Mary Ann, my last guest physical therapist, check out my sponsor, the Sand Dune Stepper, sanddunestepper.com, and you could see this unique piece of equipment that simulates walking in the sand, balancing in the sand, and that kind of demand on all the small muscles of the foot, ankle, lower leg. Mary says, Morton's Neuroma. Could you tell me what that is and if injections help? Morton's Neuroma is an inflammation of a nerve, usually between the third and fourth toe, that can show up with cramping or numbness or stinging pain or on and off type cramping of the toes, and many times excessive stress to the ball of the foot. There's a particular connection of the nerves between that third and fourth toe. So when that connection gets irritated, it can thicken almost like a callus on your hand, and it starts getting in the way. Sometimes cortisone injections can really get rid of the problem, but the mechanics of the foot is the key, Mary. If we've got a high arch foot, putting excessive pressure on the ball of the foot, if we've got a flat-type foot with shearing force under the ball of the foot, that could be one of the instigating factors here. So a support, an orthotic, right, dramatically help. So might physical therapy. Injection, not the first choice. Got to make sure what it is, usually with a diagnostic ultrasound that will show us that nerve. Jeff says the youth pain medicine concerns. Jeff, the big problem, the over-the-counter medicines, like Dr. Sean McMillan mentioned, Motrin, the ibuprofens, the naprosins, like aspirin, you could buy it over-the-counter, we're deluged with advertisements. What pain? No pain? Where we would see 10, 12-year-olds, the parents say, well, you know, Mary, she plays traveling soccer. We got to give her one Advil maybe after breakfast, one before dinner, or otherwise her knees hurt. And, you know, we've been doing on and off for weeks, and we didn't think it's that big a deal. This is where it starts, the dependence. I tell parents all the time, write it down. If you are using pain medicine over the counter for your son or daughter to stay in the game, you're over the line. If it's supervised under the right circumstances with the doctor, then sometimes these medicines are used, and sometimes they can be very helpful and very successful. But routine use of pain medicine to stay in the game, big mistake. You got to back off. Overuse, overkill is a big, big problem. These kids are scheduled up to their ears. We've all watched in the news this craziness of overzealous coaches and these tremendous physical demands, the eating disorders, the almost mental breakdown of some of these boys and girls because of the expectations. So does it surprise you that 80% of the pain medicine worldwide, prescription, opioids, are here in the United States? The United States is one of only two countries in the world that allows routine prescription medicine advertisement on television. When I have guests on from around the world, my show is played on UK Radio Health Weekly, replayed, and in England, they look at me like we're nuts here with this constant barrage ad nauseum of the TV drug ad. So pay attention when it comes to get that diagnosis with your son or daughter. What's wrong, what is hurting, and pay attention on that side. Everybody, the book, Empowered Aging, by Sharkey Zartman. I'm contributing. There's about 10, 12 authors, all aspects of aging. It's a hot topic on Amazon, the ebook. Empowered Aging, Sharkey Zartman. Matter of fact, she is my co-author in our upcoming book. She's something, man. One book, she's written about 6-7 books. But our upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where all aspects of parenting the child athlete is going to be featured in this book. So I want to thank everybody for listening, making my birthday an exciting one. We'll catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.
Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.